Benjamin Almeida, a physician's assistant and a Matsu Health Foundation board member, has been selected as a 2014 REAL Award winner. Almeida is one of 26 awardees in 13 countries for the REAL Award, which was created by Save the Children and the Frontline Health Workers Coalition. The REAL Award recognizes the contributions of healthcare workers who save lives every day. Almeida works with the Chicoloon Village Health Clinic and with South Central Foundation's Valley Native Primary Care Center in Wasilla. Almeida was nominated by the Chicoloon Traditional Village Council.
It's a great honor, basically nominated by the community to recognize, you know, the efforts that we try to do to keep everybody healthy.
Almeida says the award is based on his work with the clinics in Wasilla and Chicoloon. He says that he sees a range of illnesses during his work, but his primary focus is to prevent disease.
Being able to improve vaccination rates to prevent diseases and kids from getting sick. And I think one of the great opportunities that I have being in a smaller community is being able to integrate myself in the community and really get to know people, not just in the clinic where maybe they'll come in from crisis to crisis, but you know, outside the clinic and be able to see them when they're well and keeping them well. And I think honestly the word is more of a recognition of that is being able to prevent people from, you know, necessarily having to go to the hospital or getting sick or having to go into town and keeping them healthy in their communities.
He says part of his role is public outreach.
And here we not only work with tribal members, we also work with non-tribal members. We see everybody in the community, regardless of ability to pay. If people don't have insurance and can't pay, we see people on a sliding fee scale. So really, we serve a safety net role as well.
Almeida has served in Iraq and Afghanistan. He says his military service helped to point him toward his current career.
We were on patrol, and our medic actually got stung by a scorpion. And we were all kind of obviously concerned, and you know, we picked up our tactical communications, you know, on satellite, and the person that talked us through on the other end was a PA, our battalion PA, and that right there that night solidified me. For me, I was like, that's, you know, definitely what I want to do.
He received his physician's assistant credentials, which allows him to provide primary care in collaboration with a physician. He says his aim has always been to work with underserved populations.
You either love or you don't necessarily love rural medicine. And, you know, I absolutely love, you know, and kind of thrive on it. I mean, that's one of the great things is you never know what your day is going to bring. I mean, some days you come in and there's not a whole lot going on, maybe not a lot of people on the schedule, but you never know who's going to walk into the door, what people are going to need.
And former Matsu Regional Medical Center and Matsu Health Foundation board member Craig Thorne has been honored with the Burt Hall Award for commitment to the health of the community. Craig Thorne.
The award also brings recognition to those who serve in the health industry in a volunteer capacity. You know, we all know people who work at the hospital or doctor's office or nurses, and they're all very important. But I think there's a lot of people behind the scenes who work in the industry and do it in kind of a backroom, quiet, yet important sort of way. And the Burt Hall Award recognizes those folks for the hard work that they put in.
The award is presented annually by the Matsu Health Foundation to someone who exemplifies commitment to improving the health of people in the Matsu Borough. Thorne has been a president of the Palmer Chamber of Commerce and the Palmer Rotary Club and a board member of United Way of Matsu. He has a simple philosophy of community service.
I think that we're called to help other people, and so I think that we have a responsibility to give back to our community. And I think especially in the Matsu, it's particularly hard for a lot of people to be really involved because, you know, almost half of our population commutes to work one way or another, either in Anchorage or up on the North Slope or elsewhere. And when you're doing that, sometimes that interferes with being able to be involved in the community.
Thorne has since stepped down from both board positions to pursue personal interests.
It's time in my life to pursue other things and do other things, particularly with my church. And the time came, and it was a good run, and I was pleased to be of service.
Thorne is a lifelong Alaskan born in Seward. He lives in Palmer and works for First National Bank. I'm Ellen Lockyer.